Welcome back to the Shortcut Blogging Podcast. I'm Dave Young, along with Paul Boomer. Paul, how you doing?
Wonderful. And yourself, Sir Dave?
I'm great, thanks. So you've got a question for me today.
I do. How do you, or how can you use our techniques to basically launch a product? I had somebody ask that to me the other day, and who's building this wonderful little widget, and they're like, okay, now what? So how do you do it?
I've followed some of the folks that, you know, there's all these web gurus that have their product. I think they're like Jeff Walker's product launch formula, and there's a whole bunch of them out there that have these plans for launching products, whether it's an internet product or a real life product. I mean, if you're a big brand and you've got a new product coming out, a lot of the techniques are the same, and a lot of it is just focused around getting people talking. And if you want to get people talking, you need content. And so great content is really the cornerstone of any successful product launch, whether it's an ebook, an online business, or a real brick and mortar store with a new service. What you need to do is get people talking. You need to create content that explains the product, that explains its benefits, that give people if you want to call it the unique selling proposition, but basically, you need all this content to just focus around what the product is and what it can do for all of your potential customers. Otherwise, you just have the name of a product. Hey, do you need a widget? We've got widgets. You know, I mean, that's not enough. It's never enough. So now why is it
not enough? Is it because people actually research before they buy XYZ?
Think about the iPhone when it first came out.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, it was, okay, so Apple came out with a phone. Thank you. Motorola's got phones. LG's got, you know, all these other companies have phones. Mm-hmm. What's so special about that? Well, they needed a lot of content. And they produced it in huge amounts. And they had people producing it by giving them, pre-launch versions. And so when they finally came out with a phone, there was so much buzz about it that you couldn't ignore it. And then as people got it and it turned out to be a really good product, all of the users were creating content around it as well. But if Apple had just said, hey, we got a phone, here's a picture of it, you want it? I mean, who's going to buy that?
Right.
Especially if they say, yeah, here's our phone, here's a picture of it. It's a couple $100 more than you're going to pay for any other phone on the market. Yeah, I think I'll pass. I think I'll stick with my little flip phone, thank you. Until you realize what it can do. And the only way you can realize what it can do is by engaging with content that was created around the phone, that was created to explain it, to show it, all of those things. And so if you don't have that content around your product, it's going to be very hard for you to actually get people interested in it. I mean, that's one of the reasons we podcast here at shortcutblogging.com. And we've actually been slow to start. We've been working on systems and processes and other things behind the scenes and suffer from the same exact problem that we're trying to solve for our clients, which is, I don't have time to blog. Right? So we're doing our best now to be more regular, to be more methodical in actually getting our own content out. So you asked the question about, you know, how would you use shortcut blogging for a product launch? And I'll give you a couple of examples. One is, and these are actually client stories, companies that we're actually working with to develop this kind of content. One is a company that's got an event coming up in a few months, and they wanted to get a bunch of content together from their executives in order to send it out via email, via podcast, and via blogging to all of the people that they wanted to get to attend this event. They wanted to really set the stage for it, get some nice personalized messages from their executives out. And so we were able to, in 2 weeks, create 18 pages of content for them on behalf of those execs, those executives. So they're C-level people. They sat down in front of our microphones and recorded interviews with them. And then we turned that around and repurposed it into writing in those people's style. So,
all right, and to a consumer's standpoint, listening or reading material that comes from a CEO of a company.
Absolutely.
That's powerful. That's like, okay, this person actually cares about me as a consumer, as mm-hmm. you know, they're not just having their henchmen write, you know, crap that nobody really cares about. They're actually providing information that people care about.
Exactly.
And it comes from the C-suite, and that's pretty powerful in itself.
And so one of the reasons that we did 4 months worth or 18 episodes in 2 weeks' time is because they wanted to alternate them. They wanted them to have, you know, this week this person gives an article or podcast, and next week is a different person, next week it's a different person. And because we batch produce this stuff, the only other way to do that would have been to do like four different subscriptions of our service. They just didn't want to blog that often. So that, you know, but that's an option too. I mean, if you had four or five people that you wanted to be involved in your blogging, four or five subscriptions then lets you say, okay, well, person A is our Monday blogger, person B is our Tuesday blogger, and we just batch all that stuff up, you know, for each one of those people. And we can do that as well. So the way we did it for this company was to just do it all in advance so that they could drip it out in the time frame that they wanted to. But if they wanted to accelerate it even further, they could have done, you know, 18 for each one of those people. And it's not hard to come up with those topics. So that's one thought.
So Dave, I'm going to stop you right there for just a moment. You actually you mentioned earlier about Apple and creating content for Apple and the iPhone. And then you mentioned this event, which is blog posts. So what is possible, I hear, is shortcut blogging can be used to create product information or blog posts. So chronologically ordered pieces of information.
Yeah, and again, I mean, we call it shortcut blogging, but it's really content creation. So whatever content you need, whether it's just website copy, whether it's
product information,
anything,
chronological information, just ongoing conversations. Whatever.
So here's the other example, and this is actually content that becomes the product. Okay, so you need, as I mentioned at the very beginning, you need content that talks about the product, but this content can actually be the product. So we've just engaged with another company that's doing a 15-part course. So there's going to be 15 10-minute segments in this free course that they're going to give away, and we're producing that for them by our process, which is getting an interviewer to interview the teacher for 10 minutes about each one of these topics, and that becomes the product. And then we'll have a handful of extra posts that we'll use to create some supporting content around that as well. And on an ongoing basis, can also be producing content to talk about this course, to get people to sign up for it. And again, that, you know, when you're doing a product launch, your product launch machine is just ravenous for good content. And good content is just the cornerstone of it. So you need to do it. You need to create blog posts, emails, testimonials, case studies. And we've got another company that we're actually producing case studies and testimonials. They're having us interview their clients and turn those into written PDFs and case studies that they can then put on their website.
Okay, so you've crossed case studies, you've crossed standalone pieces of product information, you've crossed blog posts, and you've also crossed standalone product in terms of actual you know, content as product.
That's right.
There's four different things that you've just covered.
Well, and then there's many, many more. So the gist of it, Paul, is you talk, we write. Instead of you having to sit down and write out all of your launch content, hook up with us. You do the talking. We'll guide you with professional interviewers and sit back in one recording session. We'll produce four or five pages of that, have it transcribed, rewritten into your own writing style and send all those deliverables back to you. You can do whatever you want with them. Put them in a blog, put them in emails, create testimonials, whatever it is that you want to do. And you can map this out using the keywords that you want. So if you believe that SEO is going to be the way that you get your product found, then plan out your content around all of the keywords that you're trying to use for the search engines. Plan out your link bait, the types of content that you want to make sure people have that they can talk about and share with other people. And we can handle all the rest for you. You just have to have the ideas. We'll help you get those too. I mean, we've got our outlining process and that's free. But the real key to this is you know what content you need to create. We'll help you create it. All we have to do is pull it out of your head, and we've got the people that'll rewrite it. So if you're trying to feed a content, a product launch machine, we can help you create that content. And that's, I think that's the key. That's really the bottom line about what Shortcut Blogging can do to help you with your product launch.
Wow, Dave, that's that's amazing. That's great information. Thank you so much.
Well, sure. And again, you know, on our website, we generally have information about doing this on a weekly basis as kind of a blogging strategy, but there's nothing that says we can't just accelerate it and produce as we did for the first company I talked about, 18 or 20 pages in just a couple of weeks. So just get in touch with us. We'll figure out how we can help you with your product launch.
Great. Thank you so much, Dave.
Thank you.
This has been another Shortcut Blogging Podcast. This is Paul Boomer on behalf of Dave Young. Have a wonderful week.